This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. The phones are packed, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to try and get on the air with us, we'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Ian.
And the Lego that authority steps on.
What is the Lego known as?
Nobody.
Oh, very nice. And we've been talking about this article, well, a couple of articles, actually. One from MyNews4.com, which talks about the bill being proposed in Nevada to allow tech companies to become governments. And then a separate article from MSN.com talking specifically about the company Blockchains LLC aiming to become its own government in Nevada. So they're related stories. And we'll talk more about these articles. But first, let's go to Reverend Ratspeed. Reverend, you are on Free Talk Live.
Evening, everyone.
Oh, you sound great.
Thank you. I have a lot to say about what's going on. So I have been following along with what Blockchains LLC has been doing for approximately the last 3 years.
Okay.
Some background. Blockchains LLC was started by a couple of brothers. One of them is an attorney, a brokerage attorney, a consumer protections attorney. He was the person who defended Coinbase against the IRS when the IRS was trying to probe and get everyone's records from that. So he was working on behalf of crypto consumers and crypto banks. After that, they put a stop on his accounts. They prevented him from being able to use his assets. And so he decided instead of trying to sue the IRS, he would create his own crypto bank.
Okay.
On top of that, an undisclosed number of crypto magnates who are all part of this consortium that's being put together decided we need to have our own playground. We need to have a sandbox out in the desert to make our own city. So they started searching around, and they picked the place exactly where Tesla, Google, Switch, and all of the major players out there in Story County are putting their companies. And in early 2018, they purchased the remaining amount of the 175 square miles of Story County.
Okay.
It was for $175 million cash lump sum, and it was for 150 square miles.
Okay.
Not just in Story County, but also part of Lyon County as well, which all belonged to someone named Lance Gilman, who owns the Mustang Ranch and owned all of the property that he purchased from an elderly ranch owner over 10 years ago and has been preparing for industrial development for a long time. He went ahead and put a new U.S. highway in, or state highway. It's called USA Parkway. It's anyone that works at the Gigafactory knows that's the road that you get to go, go to work every day. And so same thing for all of these other companies. So they purchased this amount in cash from Lance Gilman for $175 million, and they retained Lance Gilman as an advisor and part of their marketing department for 2018 and 19. I'm not sure what happened after that.
Yeah.
And they had been planning this city. I heard about this city through rumors from Max Kaiser from Russia Today.
Yeah, the Kaiser Report, so, right.
Yeah, the Kaiser Report, exactly, back when it was just rumors, quote-unquote rumors. So I've been paying attention to this.
Ratspeed, is this guy that's one of the major guys that you said bought a bank, wanted to make a crypto bank? Was this the guy who bought the two location small chain bank in Las Vegas a couple of years ago?
I don't remember the name of the bank, but I remember that he mentioned it during the keynote presentation that was made in November of 2018. You can go on YouTube. It's an hour-long presentation, kind of floofy, but basically it's showing what they want to do out there. They're basically going to make a city.
In the article, the guy's name is Jeffrey Burns, the CEO of Blockchain.
Jeffrey Burns. And his brother. His brother is also named Burns. I can't remember his last name, but there's an entire team.
It's not Mr. Burns, is it?
This company purchased several different underground nuclear-proof bunkers to place around the world to place their cryptocurrency computers in the case of a major physical disaster.
Oh, like EMP or the, right, I got you. Yeah, yeah.
They're also going to be putting one of these bunkers under the TRIC, I assume, because that's going to be like one of their major hubs. And the idea behind this is to get away from the original idea of governments, which is it's based on physical location, and put everything through Ethereum decentralized apps. In other words, all of the smart contract stuff that you hear about, you know, where you don't have to have a centralized government, this is the place that they're going to be doing the headquarters stuff. And they have been having developers from all around the world.
And apparently they lined the pockets of the governor to get him to propose this.
This is where things get interesting.
And, before you go on, I did check. Jeffrey Burns is the guy behind the acquisition of the Kirkwood Bank of Nevada, which happened a couple of years ago. He was a $28 million acquisition.
Excellent.
The bank has when I looked into it, the bank has two locations, and it's very interesting.
Right.
So this hang on a minute. This whole thing reminds me a lot of, are you guys familiar with the Garbage Warrior?
I don't think so.
The guy who built the Earth ships. Right, so
I've heard of Earthships.
He developed Earthships. Earthships are just houses made out of, everyday recyclable materials and dirt that are also completely self-sufficient. In other words, they operate on solar, they operate on gravity, they recycle all of their water, you grow all your own food, it's got its own built-in greenhouse, et cetera, and so on. This guy who and you can just, do a search for Earthships and find, the guy's name escapes me off the top of my head, but they had to fight with, I believe it was New Mexico, maybe it was Arizona, to get themselves a special zone to work on their houses, because the state came in and said, hey, you're a subdivision and you have to comply with all these crazy rules because they're building all these experimental houses. This reminds me exactly of that, because the next sentence in this article says there's got to be a place somewhere on this planet where people are willing to just start from scratch and say, we're not going to do things this way just because it's the way we've always done it, Burns said. And that reminds me of exactly a bit from the Garbage Warrior, because he's like, where can we go to innovate?
There has been so much movement in the background with very little press for the last 3 years, and they have been signing papers and making deals. There's going to be, it's going to blow up. There's going to be a big water rights dispute between them and the Paiute tribe very soon, because what they're going to be doing is diverting
the Paiute tribe.
The Paiute tribe. Paiute, actually, I'm sorry. It's the Upper Paiute. They are the native. It's a conglomeration of different tribes, but they have a reservation which surrounds Pyramid Lake, and they have been very fierce at protecting their water rights. And they just purchased they purchased a very large amount of water rights in November and got finalized in December from a farm that's north of the Paiute tribe area. I'm anticipating there's going to be a big standoff regarding that, and it's probably going to be held up in court. That's one of the reasons why I think they're trying to get county rights. They're trying to position themselves to be able to have their own government, not just for the innovation aspect of it, but also, this entire bill is essentially tailored specifically for this company. You have to have a minimum of 50,000 acres and all of the amount of money that you were just talking about to be able to do this. And to answer your question, Ian, about the types of technology, a few of the different articles here say, a technology park for the advancement of artificial intelligence, 3D printing, and nanotechnology, all integrated into a blockchain-based system. What they're looking
to
do is...
So now you just have to have billions before you start innovating.
The bar of entry is so high, this company is essentially the only one that's going to be able to apply for it. It's kind of...
It's probably
going to
get struck down, I would think, because of that in court, but I'm no attorney.
That's the interesting thing about the state of Nevada.
Can you stay?
You want to stay on, Reverend?
Sure. Yeah,
all right,
absolutely.
Hold on. I'm just going to mute you, and we'll bring you back. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. We'll talk more about this blockchain city.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought a land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Telephone number is 603-283-6160. That is the telephone number here in studio at Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And let's just go right back to Reverend Ratspeed, who's been filling us in. He's been following the adventures of Blockchains LLC and their attempt to get Nevada to grant them not only a special innovation zone, but also allow them to become something of their own government.
Yes, and I suspect a lot of the reason why they want to create their own government is because governments, as they stand today, do not reflect the potential that decentralized cryptocurrency or blockchain technology can offer
right.
to create contracts, to right. settle disputes, to
and they're not going to anytime soon because governments don't change. They don't change quickly in any way, shape, or form. It could take decades before you could convince some bureaucracy that, hey, you ought to try this blockchain thing.
But can blockchains murder people in sufficient quantity to survive as a government? Because it takes a lot of murder to be a government.
Blockchains don't kill people. People kill people.
That's true.
It's interesting if you think about it because everyone's medical records and criminal records and everything will be kept on the blockchain. It will be kept in a series of computers. So if you think about that, it could be, you know, Big Brother's best, you know, wet dream.
Right.
There was a link that I just put into the Element server or the Matrix server that it was a very good and detailed argument that article that This Is Reno, which is a local newspaper, put in just a couple of days ago that goes into some of the details regarding what they want to do with blockchain and how they would be planning on using it. I don't mean to be cynical, but it's. This can either be really good or really bad.
Right.
I mean, when you have the total amount of information that blockchain can store and keep it in a way that cannot be erased and essentially is nuke-proof. I mean, you know, if anyone's watched Fight Club, you know, Tyler Durden would never be able to get away with blowing up a few buildings to get rid of everyone's records that way.
Right. Yeah, so everybody's concern here should be privacy, right? There are advantages to using the blockchain for your data. It's just a question of who has access to that data. If it is kept to the individual, in other words, if I get my keys to my data on the blockchain, then okay, cool. But if this is a marriage between traditional governments and blockchain technology, this could get evil really quick. Reverend, I had a question for you. Are you familiar with the concept that some companies have had? I followed a company that apparently is no longer around called BitNation. They had DVBNs, or Decentralized Borderless Virtual Nations. The idea was that you could belong to a nation that didn't have any geographic location, and then you could, assumably, become a nation of one and that type of a thing. Are you familiar with that concept?
Not only that, yes, I am, but not, I'm familiar with, I don't know about that particular organization.
Sure, there were several organizations. That's the one I just happened
right.
to follow.
I even remember in the late 90s seeing a USA article pointing to a website that is long gone talking about a bunch of people wanting to put their nationality as part of a computer network on a desert island in the Pacific. So this idea has been around for a long time to try to get to detether yourself from physical location.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the idea was that
anything to escape government.
Right. The idea was that you could then sort of purchase governance service, not government, but governance.
Wait, you can pay them to enslave you? What if I don't want their service?
Things like access to roadways, things like, you know, all of the governments do provide
roadways are
products
not
and services.
Government services, I mean, the
hang on, nobody.
There's parking lots all over the world.
Governments do provide products and services. They just do so at the behest of a gun, and even if you don't want or need them, you're forced to pay for them.
Right.
What the concept of the decentralized borderless virtual nations is that now you would be able to only purchase those products and services which you need that were traditionally
but that means
provided.
They're not government services. They're just services.
Of course, yes.
It's only a government service if you have to buy it when you don't want it.
Go ahead, Reverend.
So I want to mention something. Nevada is a very interesting state. There are very comparatively, you know, compared to especially like California, which is right next door, there are comparatively very few state laws compared to other states surrounding it. It's primarily been left to county legislation. So to want to be on the level of a county government, you know, by creating this so-called innovation space, really gives any particular company a lot of power, including a lot. I mean, yeah, you have to obey certain traffic laws that are, you know, state controlled. If you're on a private parking lot, it belongs, you know, the statute doesn't even apply. And so, yeah, there's lots. Nevada is a very interesting place.
Yeah.
It's primarily because this was the last refuge for the Wild West. I mean, this is where the Bundy standoff happened a few years ago. Story County has a very interesting history. If you look at a map of Nevada, you look at Story County.
Story?
This is where Virginia City and the Stom...
Bought it, so it's his story.
Right. Comstock Lode in the mid-19th century, and Nevada City... And Virginia City is where one of the largest caches of gold was discovered, and the people that made their millions off of that lode are the people who founded San Francisco. This is very ironic that history is sort of repeating itself. This is the same county, the same state, and you could really consider it the same group of people 150 years later creating this new form of gold rush.
That is absolutely amazing. Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think about this guy? I mean, is this guy a libertarian? Who's behind this?
He's a business person. So he says he's on the side of consumer privacy and protection. He has a lot of different clients that he is representing. And, I mean, think about it. $175 million cash lump sum paid. Who paid for that? Who put their money into that? There's
Could have been this one guy. I mean, maybe he's really Bitcoin wealthy.
I'm speculating that it was probably a stakeholder situation.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. So he came from California. His law office originally was in Thousand Oaks, and which is essentially North Hollywood, is right next to Century City. And so, you know, he came from California. So this has a lot of basis in.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm glad you've been keeping an eye on it, and I hope that, you know, you'll be able to let us know how this develops.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Reverend. Great information, and yeah, please keep following the way you have, because I am just now hearing about this, and I'm glad that you had such a dearth of information to share with us. 603-283-6160 is the phone number here at Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
Excuse me, is this where I get a license to start a new business?
I wouldn't be hasty. You have to get a license to go out of business, too, you know.
Oh, well, look, I've invented this little anti-gravity machine, see?
Oh, is that why you're walking 2 inches above the floor?
Oh, yes, it's very comfortable. It saves on shoe leather.
Yeah, well, you have to fill out these forms and report to the Human Services Department of Manpower Orientation and register with the Fair Employment Practice Commission, the Wage and Hour Division of the Employment Standards Administration, the State Sales and Income Tax Division, the Internal Revenue Service, and the Social Security Administration of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, and of course, OSHA.
OSHA? I thought that was a little town in Wisconsin.
You'll find out. Say, floating around like that could be dangerous. Have you checked with the Consumer Product Safety Commission?
Well, not yet.
Come to think of it, you actually are flying, aren't you? Look, you need to go over to the Federal Aviation Administration and the Transportation...
It's very hard to get anything done these days if you're in business, but free enterprise built this country. Think what could happen if we don't keep it free. A public service of this station and the Center for the Defense of Free Enterprise, Bellevue, Washington.
Guys, we just can't have people floating about
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Much of the nation is dealing with a massive winter storm that has brought heavy snow, ice, and frigid temperatures to many areas not used to seeing an Arctic blast. More than 150 million Americans are currently under a winter storm warning, stretching from Maine down to southern Texas. More than 4 million people have been left without power, 3 million in Texas alone. In the Great Lakes region, some areas are expecting at least a foot of snow Monday night into Tuesday morning. Forecasters say another storm is expected to bring more snow and ice to the eastern half of the country later this week. and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for a 9/11-style commission to look into the January 6th riots at the Capitol. In a letter Monday to House Democrats, Pelosi pushed lawmakers to create the panel and to appropriate more funding for Capitol security. Republican lawmakers sent a letter to the Speaker Monday asking what she knew about the Capitol's security protocols before the riots. This is USA Radio News. Defense officials are working to figure out how much longer National Guard troops will remain in the nation's capital. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The National Guard could be deployed in Washington, D.C. until the fall. The National Security Council is asking the Defense Department to plan for support after the current deadline of March 12th. Additionally, there is no timeline when the U.S. Capitol fence will come down. Lisa McLean is a Republican from Michigan. She sits on the House Armed Services Committee.
Myself and several of my colleagues have asked Nancy Pelosi for a briefing as to why do we need these troops here. And we have received zero information. Zero. It's amazing to me that she can do this without any disclosure, without any information, and just continue to spend money with no briefing.
The representative speaking there on Fox and Friends.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Back to the program. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. The telephone number to the studio is 603-283-6160. There might be time for you to get on. We've got a couple calls on hold, and we'll get to those momentarily. I wanted to tell you that you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party. All right, moving right along, let's go to Mr. Ridley calling from New Hampshire. You are on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to post a public notice and or warning about Binance.
Go ahead.
What is Binance?
Binance is probably, to my knowledge, the biggest centralized cryptocurrency exchange.
That's my understanding as well. They have their own coin, do they not?
And more than one.
Binance coin.
Okay. Yeah.
Correct. And I've been pleased with them in the past. However, I sent them some Binance coin to try and change it into something else and send it to Binance to exchange it and then take it off of Binance immediately if possible. And it never arrived. Or it was never shown as a deposit. It shows up in the blockchain as a successful transaction, but it doesn't show up on my Binance account. So not the end of the world. I contacted customer support about 3 days ago. And they have still not gotten back to me with a human.
Wow.
Yeah. How long has it been?
Now, I have contacted them actually 3 times total. I tried not to start a second support ticket because they asked me not to do that.
Right. How long has this one been open?
The support ticket is 3 days old now.
Okay.
And after sending it once, they got back to me with an auto response.
Right.
It was just a form letter, which doesn't really count for anything. And then I responded to the form letter, and then I contacted their PR department, and I told them I'm starting to publicize my concerns.
Is this Binance.com or Binance.us? Because they also have a U.S. subsidiary.
Correct. It's Binance.com. I just found out now, recently, like in the last day or two, that apparently they've started doing something to U.S. users.
Yeah, they're banning U.S. users.
If they're doing something to me because I'm a U.S. user, or...
Well, I'll tell you this. They told me that they were going to ban my account because I was a U.S. user, and I wrote them an email, and the generic response that I got from them after a couple of days was, well, we're really loaded up with things, support requests, and so if you really think this is important, you should contact us. So it's like they just have like an initial filter of just letting people fall off the radar before, you know, they come back to you and actually maybe respond to your request. But yeah, this is definitely a problem with centralized authorities, right? Is the bigger they get, the more comfortable they get, and in this case, they're not giving you good service. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, well, eventually we can start using decentralized exchanges, but the coin that I needed was not on a decentralized exchange.
Right.
I had to get it through a centralized exchange. And
right.
It's not like I was just leaving money there or something. I was for following the proper protocols and safety, you know? And the other thing is that I didn't receive any kind of notice from Binance. I looked back through my old emails. I couldn't find any notice from them that they were going to change things so that you had to start a new account or something like that if you were in the United States. You know, alien to me and all news. But maybe I missed something. You know, it's conceivable they sent me an email that I missed. But I just, you know, it just seems, it's just, the other thing is, yeah, like you said, it was really difficult to find the customer service, like
right.
even an email to contact. It took me 10 minutes to figure out where I was supposed to send an email, you know?
And
so it's sudden frustration with an organization I have been happy with.
The exchanges are getting as bad as the banks.
Yeah, I love the idea of the decentralized exchanges. That seems to be the way of the future, but it's not quite here yet. There's some of them out there that only allow the exchanging of what they call Ethereum tokens, which isn't particularly useful.
Right.
And then there's
especially since Ethereum is too expensive to use.
Yeah, there's that too. And that's my main thought is, Dave, you did send enough of a fee with this Ethereum transaction.
I guess. I mean, I just sent it from the Exodus wallet.
Yeah.
Exodus, by the way, has been completely awesome and has fantastic customer support.
Well, you're talking with Exodus' customers.
They held my hand for 2 weeks until it was fixed.
That's great. Exodus is pretty great. I wish they just allowed for payments through AnyPay. So if you're still talking with their customer support, you ought to ask them if they can take AnyPay payments or change their wallet so that they can actually make AnyPay payments from the Exodus wallet. That'd be really cool.
I gotta say, I wish AnyPay still took payments from normal standard wallets rather than requiring people to change their wallets to deal with AnyPay.
Yeah, well, the problem there was nobody that if you do it the old way, it creates all kinds of opportunities for people to screw things up. So if you've ever dealt with customers before, you know they screw things up all the time, and you can't put them in charge of pretty much anything. And so the way it used to work was you'd get a QR code, you'd get a code from the vendor, the merchant, as a customer, and it would have a request in it for whatever amount of of dollars worth of, let's say, Bitcoin Cash. But the problem is, if the customer was like, oh, well, I wanted to change this amount to, you know, 2 cents less for whatever reason, it didn't come up exactly right in my wallet because they don't know the difference between exchanges and different exchange rates and all that, without getting too complicated here, it allowed for customers to edit the amount, and then that resulted in mispayments and incomplete payments, and of course that results in all kinds of customer support requests that no one has time to deal with. I mean, small companies don't have much time to deal with customer support requests if they're running around and, you know, they've got a ton of things to do.
Right.
It'd be better to not have them. I'm not making an excuse for Binance here, but we certainly shouldn't be surprised when mega corporations treat us like every other mega corporation.
Agreed.
Well, I don't know. You know, Walmart has never mistreated me to speak of. You know, many of the big companies that I've dealt with over the years, Steam has been awesome for all this time. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of big companies that don't abuse their power. And maybe my communications have just fallen through the cracks and they'll get back to me and fix this, in which case, no huge deal.
Yeah.
But it feels really ugly.
Yep. Well, keep your eye on it and keep us informed, because I'd like to know how this turns out, Mr. Ridley, and we appreciate the call tonight.
Sometimes you can have better luck through other means. So if he's sending an email, he may want to try, like, the online chat. You know, some websites get the little blurb down at the bottom, the little bubble. You click on that, and then it'll let you wait in a queue until you can actually get a human.
Yep.
And some of them actually will tell you how many humans are waiting before you get to yours, basically. So that can help in some circumstances.
Yep. Some companies will have multiple email addresses for their support system, particularly as they grow. And we know that within the space of cryptocurrency, anyway, some of these companies grow pretty quick.
I mean, I don't envy Binance in their position. It's no easy matter to have to deal with the mountainous support requests. Also, remember what happened in 2017 when there was a ton of interest in Bitcoin when it spiked up the first time?
Yeah, that's
happening again. Back then, exchanges couldn't deal with the growth, so they literally stopped accepting new customers. They couldn't handle it.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We serve millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Program, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the show. It is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. You probably won't be able to get on tonight, but for future reference, the telephone number here is 603-283-6160. We are on 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Really all the time. Occasionally we'll be off doing something and you might find a pre-recorded broadcast, but it's a very rare exception. Other than that, 7 nights a week, 365 days a year, you will find us here on the radio at Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And do you have anything more to say about the blockchain cities? I mean,
that means interesting, but we've got calls.
We do. And let's just go ahead and get to those calls right now. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on Ian's comment about public versus private property, but I'm going to save that for another night because you had that caller call in about the Jewish issues. And I wrote some notes, and so I'm going to follow them. First of all, people should know that my father escaped Nazi Germany as a small child with his mother and his sister and went to South America, and then years later were sponsored into the United States. And my eldest child is Jewish because her mother is Jewish. And then, so moving on, Scott the Bigot, I heard him on Rush two times so far, and on Levin, and on Bill Cunningham, and he usually lasts, I've timed it about 18 seconds, but he did manage to get his whole spiel out on Rush the other day because of Rush's hearing problem.
That's funny because I had to dump him the other night because he decided to violate the FCC.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't
hear
that one.
The FCC violates us.
Well, that's true, but you know what I'm saying.
Fair is fair. But and regarding Scott, I find him to be mostly factually correct without commenting on other aspects of it, but factually he's got some facts that I consider to be correct. So moving on, it's considered legitimate concern when we have, for instance, in business or government or any other power structure, men over women. The population is 50-50, but men have traditionally been the vast majority in those power positions. Same with whites over non-whites, Protestants over Catholics.
And Jews are, to my last figure that I've researched, 2% approximately of the population. But in things that I've studied, I've seen them to be 20, 30% or even more of power structures and various things. Here's one good, for instance. I noticed the Trump impeachment thing. The people that were going against Trump in the first and the second impeachments combined, you have Chuck Schumer, Jamie Raskin, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Noah Feldman, Pamela Carlin, Alexander Vindman, Yevgeny Vindman, Lev Parnas, Igor Fruman, Gordon Sondland, Marie Ivanovich, Bill Kristol, Brad Sherman, and Volodymyr Zelensky is the one that got started, the president of the Ukraine. They're all Jewish, so that's just one example of what I'm talking about their, how they're often overrepresented in lots of powerful things.
How do you know, and when you are speaking of somebody being Jewish, are you talking about the ethnicity, or are you talking about the religion? And how do you know, like, what qualifies somebody as Jewish? Is it a 50%? Is it 20%? You know, these are questions that I have.
I mean, believing 50% or 20% of the religious nonsense?
Well, I mean, like, blood. Of the ethnicity, right?
Oh. You know,
Let me answer your question. Because I spent time researching it so that I'm not mislabeling somebody, and most of these people, if not all of them, I would venture to say that all of them would describe themselves as being Jewish or coming from a predominantly Jewish background, is how I would answer your question. But to move on with my last part of this is that my feelings on this whole thing is that, I literally feel actual fear of, if I were to think about putting a Trump anything on my vehicle or on my person, I would fear getting sucker punched, or I would fear getting my tires flattened or windows broken or firebombed, whatever, literally. And that's a form of tyranny. And for decades, I have self-censored any even legitimate criticisms if I thought the person was Jewish, because I feared being labeled as an anti-Semite, which I see frequently happened. And like I've already said, that I consider these things, just like when you fear your government, that's tyranny. When you fear a certain population, when you're simply trying to legitimately, in your own eyes, criticize something that a certain group is doing, but you fear being labeled as something, like, for instance, the Trump supporters are literally labeled as racist and white supremacists, all of them. So anyway.
Yeah, there are dangers in labeling a group of people anything, right? If you say all of this group of people are this, well, I mean, that's impossible to be correct. And I want to ask you too, David, when you speak of, you know, these people in power, and you know, whatever proportion you found, 20% or 30% in your research, are you talking about people who are religious Jewish or ethnic Jewish? Because there's a difference. I personally have this, you know, I like, as a comedian, I will make fun of the religion of the Jewish folks, as well as Christians, as well as Buddhists, as well as, you know, you name the religion, I'll make fun of it because I'm a comedian. But I'm curious as to which of these you are speaking of.
Well, I addressed that earlier, and I the way I described it is, if you ask these people themselves, they would consider themselves to be quote-unquote Jewish, and whether they were basing it on a religion that they practice, or a religion that they were born into, or an ethnicity that they were born into, it would be one of those. I didn't discriminate against one of those categories over another. I included them all.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
According to Wikipedia, the Semitic religions include Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Why do people always say anti-Semitic when they're talking about anti-Jewish? Isn't that what they actually mean? Like you said it earlier, anti-Semitic.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I always heard of Semitic as being a language group which includes both Hebrew and Arabic.
Well, I was asking the caller if he indeed was anti-Semitic.
I know that.
Right.
But by that, a lot of people usually mean, are you against Jewish people? But that's not what anti-Semitic actually means.
Right. Right. Well, I just wanted to see if the caller identified himself as an anti-Semite.
Okay. Gotcha.
Because some people will be like, yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Some people will be like, no, I'm not. Right. You know, so I just wanted, because he was saying a lot of words, And I just wanted to know where he self-identified. Mm-hmm. But you're correct on your definition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cantwell would definitely identify as an anti-Semite, I think.
I think I don't know him like at all, really. So other than I've heard a couple of episodes when he was on the radio, So I don't know. But I would imagine somebody like that, you know, would. Yeah.
See, I got his whole spiel. I interviewed him for like 3 hours, and I ended up telling him, "Well, it sounds to me like you think Jews are superior, and I think you should marry a Jewish woman and have some puppies."
I bring up the difference between the ethnicity and the religion because, you know, anybody can become part of the Jewish religion.
Mm-hmm.
You got to jump through the hoops, of course, and, you know, dance the dance and, you know, whatever the...
Is there a dance?
They have steps you have to mm-hmm. go through to become part of their faith, right? And so
sure.
I think it's always important to clarify these things with people when they're talking about them. You know, David was reluctant to clarify his position on it other than to say he thinks they would identify themselves as Jewish. Well, that didn't really answer the question. You know, the question was, you know, ethnic or religious. Now, sometimes it's both, right? You can
See,
be an
thing
ethnic
I don't
Jew
understand
and a religious
is,
Jew. But you can
why
also be,
does it matter? I mean,
yeah.
What people are doing, that matters.
Right.
The fact that they have a common religion or some
or
subset
right.
of them has a common religion or a common ethnic background, you know, who cares? There are Italian mafias, there are Armenian mafias, that I mention that because my father's Armenian. There is certainly one of the nastiest, bloodiest mafias in the world is run mostly by WASPs and is called the U.S. government.
Yeah.
Define
WASPs for
white Anglo-Saxon Protestants.
Thank you.
So I don't know why it matters what group somebody hails from. I think it
well,
matters what
to
they're
them,
doing.
These, you know, these are religions, a lot of whom have been sort of fighting each other for a long time and actually fighting each
yeah.
other for a long time. So the guy that called earlier, not David, but the one prior to him, he was fine with Christians having all the power
right.
in the world.
Right.
He didn't care about power. He only wanted it to not be in the hands of the religions he disagrees with.
Yeah, these people are just looking for somebody to hate.
Maybe I don't get it because I think they're all nuts.
They are.
We are out of time. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We're here again 7 nights a week. If you missed any of our program, please visit archive.freetalklive.com. Thanks. Peace.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.